ועל סמן שין יוד חס, סיף יוד גמל. מותר ליטיין, קיטיין של מים, וישל שער משקים, וכלי שני שיש בו מים חמן. אבל בכלי רישיין אוסר. So the Mechaber is speaking about a case that one has a kli sheni, and in this kli sheni he's putting in a small receptacle with water that wasn't cooked, a shah mashkin that wasn't cooked. So he's permitted to put in to this kli sheni, this small receptacle with water or shah mashkin. Avol b'kli rishayin also. But to do the same hanhoge, to take a small receptacle that has water in it and submerge this into a kli rishayin that is not al ha'ish, that is awesome. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Peivot. Kitein shel mayim, av de mayim bulvad beloikli gamkein muta laorev besoikli sheni. So now the Mishnah Berurah is asking, the Mechaber is matter to put water in the kli sheni, but he's specifying that this water is in the receptacle. And before we learned, in Sif Yud Beis, we learned that umutah lotzot mayim chamim l'soich mayim tzoynon oy tzoynon l'soich chamim. So we had learned in Sif Yud Beis, one is permitted to put cold water into a kli sheni, and we see in Sif Yud Beis, a kli sheni is not mevashel mayim. That is for sure. It is not mevashel mayim. That's what we said in Sif Beis. You're allowed to put in tzoynon v'soich chamim. We said over yesterday in the Kasha from the Rashba, we see that it becomes Yatzei Ledes. So why is it Mutter? The Klisheni makes it Yatzei Ledes. I saw from the Ravid Ashulchan, the Ravid Ashulchan wants to say, just like we had mentioned previously, we had mentioned an Egle Tal says that there are different processes of bishul. That means we learned if a person cooks something b'chama, or he cooks it b'todes chama, so there's only also midarabon. Todes chama is also midarabon, and chama is mutav. So even though the heat of the chama softens the machul, but Chazal knew that the bishul, there are different procedures. There's a bishul through Todes Eish, through Eish. There's a bishul through Chama. It is a different process. If it's through Todes Eish, it is called bishul. If it is through Todes Chama, it can become soft, it can become edible, but it's not cold, it wasn't his bashul. Bishul, there are certain tnoyim in order to consider that the machol became his bashul. So in Ravid HaShulchan, he wants to say that in the Rashba's discussion, we see we put water into a kli sheni, mat mayim tzoynon in a kli sheni, the water will become yatzei ledes. That is true, it will become yatzei ledes. But Yahtzee Ledes, Tovis Chama also makes Yahtzee Ledes. But if one will put water in the Chama, it'll get hot. The one will put in the Tovis Chama, it'll get hot. It's Yahtzee, but it's not called Mevushel. Mevushel has certain characteristics. Chazal knew to cook water. A klisheni is not capable of cooking water. That's what Chazal knew. So al kaponim. So that's what we learned in Sif Yud Beis, that afilu I take water that was never cooked and put into a klisheni, ma'at mayim tainon in a klisheni, it is not considered cooked. And here the Machabel says, I'm allowed to take mayim tainon and put it in a receptacle and put this receptacle into a klisheni in its mutter. Shkaya. Why do you need this receptacle for? Yes. But it's mutter for without the receptacle. That is the kasha. Avd mayim bilvad beloikli gamke mutter la'arem b'sir klisheni. Uchenal b'sif yud beis. So why does he say that it's mutter if you have to put a receptacle in it? Nokedai dekli mishum seifo. Lashmeinon de bekli rishoin. Afiloi dey hapsokis kli osa. But he says, there are two parts to this aloche. In a klisheni with a receptacle, it's mutter. And a magma muskavol without a receptacle is also mutter. In a klirishin afilu with a receptacle, it is also also. Now, I'd like to explain this aloche. L'chayre, one l'chayre could think that if a person takes mayim, he has water, he puts it in the receptacle, he puts this into a kli rishain. Now, in order for the water in the kli rishain to cook the water in the receptacle, the water has to go through the world of the receptacle. That means the heat of the water. The water doesn't go through. The receptacle is blocking it. But the heat of the water in the kli rishain has to go through the receptacle to cook the water in the receptacle. So l'chayre, these walls, l'chayre, should make it like a kli sheni. The water in the receptacle is protected by cold walls. It's protected by cold walls, and the water, in order to heat up the outside water, in order to heat up the inside water, it has to, the heat of the water has to penetrate the cold walls of the inner receptacle. So the chayrat should be like a klisheni, and a klisheni is not levaso. This kasha I had. So, but later I understood, we won't go into the rayas, the reason why a kli sheni is not mevashel is because there is a halacha that water itself, without something to be mechazik the heat of the water will cool off. And that water is not capable of being mevashel. So if you have the, it is a kli rishain, so I have the walls of the kli rishain which are hot. The kli rishain was al ha'esh. So I took this kli rishain off the ash. So now I have in this kli rishain, I have water, and I have hot walls which are being adding heat to the water kaseida. This is injecting heat into the water. Can say this. This water that is nischazik from the outer walls is because to be mevashel. Even though the inner receptacle is there's There's a wall there in between, and the heat has to penetrate that wall. But the hot water has a hizik from the outside wall. As long as there's a hizik from the outside wall, it's called a kliyishin. If it does not have a hizik, then it's not called a kliyishin. Therefore, we bring down from the chazanish a thermos bottle that I pour from a kliyishin into a thermos bottle. The water in the thermos bottle, the heat will remain a longer period of time. Or I have a styrofoam cup, which also enables the heat to stay in the liquid a longer period of time. That's still called a klisheni. The soda of a klisheni is that besides the water content, you have something else which is adding heat to the water. That is the outside walls. So that is the chiddush what the Mechaber says over here. The Mechaber is saying over here that if I will have a kitain shel mayim and I'll put it in a klirishin, so the mayim and the klirishin will be mamashul, because this mayim is a koyach habishul because of the chizuk of the outside walls, which were hot. And we had a similar halacha. We had a halacha ambati, which there is such a great body of water. So there's also a smaller that forget it, even though it's a klisheni, but the water mitzad atmoi is mechazik itself, since you have such a great body of water, so I am something which is giving heat to the water itself, or a double gush. Also, you have the heat which is contained in the double gush is so lemaise it is. It from itself, it is giving out heat, and it is another klishen. Okay, so this is. But in the klisheni, one is permitted to take a kitain shalmayim and put in the klisheni. Klisheni mikri, she'iru min klishen, she'tichu achamim b'seifei. They poured from a klirishin, you had heated up water in a klirishin. L'soich kli zeh into this kli. Umuta afilu me yad se lendis boy, even if yad se lendis boy, so it's also muta. Right? Because this is a kli sheni. This is a klisheni. And again, the water that comes into klisheni is water without something that will be mechazik the heat. It only has walls, and these walls are not mechazik the heat. So mamela, that's why it's a klisheni. Now, we're going to understand something more. Im shoyev b'kli reikon mitoich kli rishon. If I take a ladle and I have a klirishin that's off the ash, and I take something in a ladle, I take the hot water in a ladle. So the water in the klirishin, just like we said a minute ago, that the water in the klirishin can cook the water in the kitain shalmayim, because the klirishin has the hot wells which are giving out heat to the water. So if I take a ladle and put the ladle into the klirishin, so the water in the ladle, who says that is not a klirishin? That is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and I show you the klirishin, mitai klirishin. Yes, I'm rendered in a klirishin. And the logic we understand, this is mamish like we had said till now. Ubeprati masha klirekon besoichai ad shamala resichet. If he holds it there long enough, that the liquid in the And the ladle is bubbling by the mixing condition. So now the Mr. Brunet just informed us that if a person takes a ladle and puts it into a condition, the contents of the liquid in the ladle turns out in other condition. So, in this show, he brings down, we had before, not like that, we had before a Shaila, we had a double Yovesh, which is a Shaila, if it's Nisbashel, and a Klisheni, so if you have a ladle, or making for a Klisheni, or making a Klishlishi, we hear this father that a ladle makes it for a kli shlishi, and here the Mr. Brunner says a ladle is like a kli shlishi, and I'm not the gemis, but he seems he's machma that a ladle has a din of a kli shlishi. So in this show he brings down it matters regarding which halachas we are concerned about. If I put a ladle in a clearishin, and I'm taking out the ladle, and I'm clearing a shayla, is this water mevashel, a clearishin is mevashel, is this mekoyech, does it have a din of a clearishin that is mevashel, or doesn't have a din of a clearishin? Now, this is a suffix derisa, a clearishin is mevashel. I'll put some cold water in a clearishin, it's mevashel, no shayla about it. So if I take a ladle and put the ladle into this clearishin, I'll take out the ladle and put 2 drops of cold water in the ladle. So I have a suffix, the machlokes stuck in this, but I have a suffix, will these 2 drops become this basel in the ladle, or will they become this basel? So here the Mr. Moore was speaking about the Isis over here. This is something the Isis. So here the Mr. Moore was machma. He was machma, and he said, you know, a ladle has a din of a creation. He was machma. I'm not explicit, but Meitia din, it seems, he held that a ladle has a din of a creation. Before we were speaking about a shayla of Vishal Acher Asiyah, that's the whole thing is a multitude of shaylas. First of all, on this whole, ain't Vishal Acher Asiyah. On this whole, Nafilu, yes, Vishal Acher Asiyah, but a Klisheni is not Levashal. A Klishen. Oh, there's a machma by Klisheni. So here, a lot of chumus. I'm speaking about, I have here sudden to say there's no shalom whatsoever. Ain't Vishal Achafiyah. That's one mahalas. There's a machlekes in this. And then if a little yes, Vishal Achafiyah, Klishen will be mamashal. Klisheni won't be mamashal. So there he said, if I can be samech on the ladle to make it a klishlishi. So there the shilas were not the reisadike shilas. There was only chumres. In the chumras, Mr. Moore said, I can assume that a ladle has a din of a klisheni. But when we're speaking about to put something in the ladle and it's negeya deraisa, then the Mr. Moore held the ladle has a din of a klisheni. Then they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv a kulin. Rabbi Yashiv said, if a person takes a ladle and puts it into a klirishin and takes it out right away, and you'll touch the ladle, and the ladle is not yasa lettuce, the ladle is cold, so then it's mestava that it's not mevashel. So these are the halachas with the ladle. Now let us go further. Siv yud dalet. Muta litain kitain shalmayim. Now this Agabucha, one more ha'orim I would like to mention, and we'll just mention this ha'orim. We learned in Sifu Gimel that one is not permitted to put a kitain shel mayim in a klirishen, but a kitain shel mayim in a klisheni is mutar, because Klisheni is not Mevashel Mayim. But let us be very Elish. And then Mr. Shmuel says he doesn't mean the Kitan to Lewis. I think Kitan would also would be Mutta, but he's telling us that Kitan to those in the Klisheni that Kitan is also. So let us learn this halacha the way the Mechaba really means. Mutta litain kitain shel mayin. No, so it's a mutta litain mayin. Oy sham mashkin beklisheni shiespoi mayim chamin. The Mechaba is also speaking about Shah Mashkin. Now, the Shah Mashkin means it wasn't cooked. Shah Mashkin, you're allowed to put into a Klisheni. And we're speaking about the Kitin is irrelevant. In the Allah of Klisheni, the Kitin is irrelevant. So when we learn this Allah, we are learning Shah Mashkin, one is permitted to put into a Klisheni. Now, there's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav holds that a klisheni is not mevashel any mashkin. That is the shita from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And therefore, I can take milk, forget about pasteurization. I have raw milk, I can put it into klisheni. A klisheni is not a mevashel mashkin. Mashkin are not dvorim, my column is vashel. A klisheni is not a mevashel mashkin. And in the, in Shmir Shabbos, Kol Chose, he brings a raya from this mechaber. The mechaber says, shal mashkin, and he doesn't differentiate. He says, Shamashkin, Mayim, or Shamashkin. We hear a Mishnah Brura that seems to hold not like that. The Mishnah Brura says, Cholov Shenitzdanein. You had milk. Shenitzdanein means it was cooked. And it got cold. You'll have to put it into a klisheni. So there he is going that a dover lashen is bashel and it's stunning is mutter on a klisheni. So from that Mishnah Brura would seem he holds that Thomas and milk you're not allowed to put into a klisheni. So there's this a machlekes a priskim and this shal mashkin if it is permitted to put into a klisheni. Mishnah Brura seems to be machmer the Shulchan Aruch Harav is meiko and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Choso they bring a raya from this tea like the Shulchan Aruch Harav which is a meyudik raya. So lo'ir bosim. Others are machma. The person I think of the Yashim is maskin who by pasteurized milk is machma. It's not called bishul. So Abal Kaponim, we have to know the shittis and the mashmois of Sifyut Gimel would seem to be teaching us that shar mashkim also are not this bashul miklisheni. Muta litain kitain Sifyut Dalit. Muta litain kitain shalmayim or shar mashkin. I hear a receptacle with water that wasn't cooked. Oy shamashkin kineget ha'esh I lahosig sinosan. That means I have a fire burning here, and opposite the fire was it can be too close to the fire, but it's opposite the fire. I'm allowed to take water that wasn't cooked and put it opposite the fire. We will see, and my intent is. That means I want to give the baby a water bottle and I only have cold water and I want to just give him it shouldn't be so cold. So I take this baby bottle and I put it opposite here. There's I have a flame burning and the heat is coming out from this flame. So I put it kineged lahavik sinasan. Now, so we just gave a heter, but the Mechaber says there are a few conditions before we can use this heter. The distance between the eish and this water has to be be'inyin she'ni yochel is chavik bo'isai mokein Ashitei hayad seledes. That is in a place that is this water. I have a fire over here on my left, and I have a kaili with cold water on my right, and I put it opposite the fire. But there has to be a distance in between. And in order to figure out how large this distance has to be, I have to be able to know one thing, that this water that is here, if it's going to remain here for 10 minutes, for 30 minutes, for 2 hours, for 3 hours, it will never become Yatzei Ledes. We'll soon we'll explain the shiurim. But it will never become Yatzei Ledes. So it will never become Yatzei Ledes. So I'm not cooking in Shabbos. You have to make something warm. Bishul is Yatzei Ledes. So Kozman, if I know that the distance between the water and the flame is far enough that it will not become Yatzei Ledes, so it's muta. Now what's the Yatzei Ledes? Now he says three things. Perish mischamemes, or get hot, get warm, hot. The nichmis, and all of a sudden he says, will burn. By the ainu mokain, shekleisei shaltinik nichmis boy. We don't, that means if the stomach of a tinnik ben yoimi will get burnt, that is the shear of Yatzei Ledes. Now, before we go further, let's just elaborate a little. The literal translation of Yatzei Ledes means that if a person puts his finger into this liquid, he won't hold it there. He'll take it out because he doesn't want to get burnt. Now, burnt, I'm not speaking about a burn there's going to be a damaging burn. But al kaponim, it's too hot for him. So the gather of Yatzei Ledes is that I can't hold my finger in this liquid. I draw it out. That's Yatzei Ledes. Now, there is a tremendous problem. Now, to measure with fingers is that I'm using the wrong ruler to measure with, because every person has a different a different reaction to hot water. Some people, it can be hotter and you can hold it, finger there. Other people, they can't hold it so long. Yatzei Ledes. So this description of Yatzei Ledes that'll draw out his finger, he won't hold it there. It's very vague, because I don't know too much from the Yatzei Ledes. So therefore, the Mechaber says another guideline. When is it called Yatzei Ledes? If you have a tinnik ben yoimai, a child, the first day he was born, and his skin is very, very tender and soft. So if you put the heat, that if we put on his stomach, you put this heat, he would get burnt. That's called Yatzei Ledes. But we don't measure with the fingers of a person. We measure with if the stomach of a tinnik ben yoimi would get burnt. Now, but that doesn't help us too much. We still don't know too much. So, Makitsa, what is the Shia? So, there is a machlekes apeskim. That means, since we don't know the shear of Yatzei Ledes, so if we can figure out, and we won't go how the apeskim figured it out, but apeskim figures it out, if I know that less than this is not Yatzei Ledes, so I have to be machma from this and further. So the biggest machmirim hold that 104 has a din of Yatzei Ledes. That is the Chis Rabbeinu, the Chazanish, and the others held that the Shir is 104. Rav Shmuel Bozna also like that. So you have to be machmer. That's 104. Others, Rav Moshe said, you have to be machmer by 109, 110. Till then, you don't have to be machmer. Now, others say 113. So we have here many, among Kabbalah, we have numbers to figure out how many. During the week, we can figure it out already. If we have a heat thermometer, you can figure out already what it is. If it's 100, what 104 feels like, what 110, what 113 feels like.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why we forget about people. That's why Chazal told us Yatzel Edus is called Mishul. So Chazal knew what Yatzel Edus means. We don't know what Yatzel Edus means. So therefore, since the toleration of heat is by different people, there's different shiurim, so we forget about people, forget about babies, we can't figure this out. So there are other ifanim how the Gedolei HaPoskim figured it out, and that was, so if one, that means less than 104, one can breathe safely and say, well, this is not Yatzel Edus. Then others say one could to less than 109, 110, 113. There are different shitas. Shlomo Zalman holds 113. Fine. These are three shiurim. But there is a problem. There's a problem, and Rav Moshe says this problem. There are two halachas in Yatzel Edus. There's one halacha that by Yatzel Edus, I have to be chayish it's cooked already. That means if I have mayim that will become 110, If I'm the put mayim and a clearishin is going to become 110. Oh, let's say we'll talk about the case we're talking about. I have a fire burning over here, and I have opposite the fire, I have a jar with water, and we say the guidelines are, if you can hold it there for 5 hours, we'll become 110. It will become 110 in 5 hours, so you have to move away 5 more inches till it will become less than 110. That is what the Mechaber says. That means that we have to be chayish by 110, or according to Machmir 104, that this, you cooked it already. If you can make it 104, you have an ace. This has been cooked from an ace. Then 104, you have to be machma. So we're machma 104, 110, 113. But there's another thing. We have a klal that ain bishul acha bishul. If it was cooked already, so you can't cook it again. But it has to be completely cooked. It has to be completely cooked. Now, so here we're going to be machin. We'll say, well, 104 is cooked already, so it's completely cooked. But l'chumra we're chayish 104. But l'kula, we're afraid maybe 104 b'chlal is not Yatzel Edus. So then Rav Moshe says you have to wait till 159, 160. The shayla is mordik negeya by stam yenom. That means grape juice or wine that is cooked. There's no issa of a guy touches it. Now, when is it called cooked? Here, I can't be made. Well, 104 is cooked already. You know, 104 pasteurization is 150. Right? Shalom al Yisrael. Le chumre, Rav Moshe says you should be machmer. I mean, if it's negeya, a chumre, I have to be chash. Maybe it's not Yatzel Edus yet. Maybe you'll first get cooked by 159. So these are Zal Kaponim, but let us now learn what the Mechaber is saying. Now we just learned as follows. I have a problem. I have a jar with cold water. I want to make it shouldn't be so cold. I have a fire burning here. And if I put it opposite the fire, it will warm up. My intent is, I just want it shouldn't be so cold. So I have guidelines. If in the This is the distance between the water and the fire is less. It will stay there and it will not become yatsilenis, put it down as untied. But if it will stay there for a longer period of time, it will become 104 or 110, then you're not allowed to do it. Even though I'm going to take it away right away, you have to put it in a further distance. That's what the Mechaber says. I will also let Kalme Elaish Lamokim Shiyochel Ishamim Shteyad Seladis Boy. Vafilu Laniach Boy Shok Kano Shetopik Sinosei Osa. That means, listen, Genesis, listen. Yeah, if you leave it here 2 hours, it's going to get 110. I'm not going to leave it here 2 hours. I just want it shouldn't be too cold. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to wait for 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, it won't be so cold. And then I'm going to take it away. So the din is that this is also. Why is this also? Nothing's going to happen. Are you sure something is happening? He's a person. He might forget about it. His wife might call him. Someone else might call him. He might forget about the water that's near the dust. So Mamela Chazal asked to put this water opposite an ace. If after a period of time it will become Yatsilenis, she's not allowed to put it there even for a shorter period of time. Kivin Sheyochali is Bashil Shom. Hagar, so here we're speaking about water that wasn't cooked, and you might come to cook the water if you leave it there. I have something that is edible, raw, but if I put it, it will get cooked, it will taste a little better. This is also Shaykh Bishul. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Such the Mishnah Berurah, the Inyan Sheinei Yochel, I'm permitted to take out the chills of the water, Mahofik Tzinosai, if it is in such a, there's such a distance between the water and the fire, I know Shafil on Yamdu Shoma Maiva Maskim Zman Halbe Loi Ishamamu Kolkach. It will not get so hot. So then this is Mutta.
Why did he give a shear of crazy shaltinik? Because with a finger, different people have different sensitivities to heat. So therefore, the shear cannot be by figuring it out by your finger, because the finger is not a proper thermometer that can tell us the true heat of the mashkim. Given she yachol b'chayshinon, but it will stay there long enough. B'chayshinon dome mishtali vitloi. For the beperis, eine shosel anichan b'mokim achrim, lahofik tzinosan, pein yishkach ad she yitzolo. The same thing. Va'av shen echolim k'moy shen chayim, it'll be cooked. I have an apple over there, and if it'll be cooked, it'll be roasted, but you can eat the apple without the cooking. Gam kein also, the shayich behem shen bishu, even something that is edible raw, this still, the concept of Bishlo is still applicable. Shehem mishtapchem ayidei zeh. That means the roasting and cooking adds a shvach to the peiri. So that's called it was cooked. Avolitnam rochek meyeish, afilodovah sheinenechol kemayishu chayishori. But to put it very far away from the ish, so Mamela, this is permissible because nothing is going to happen. Before we go further, I wanted to mention brings down over in Dirshu. two things. One thing he brings down that we just learned a halacha that one is not permitted to put food close to the eish, that it will stay there a longer period of time, it will become yatzei ledus. I'm not allowed to put it now. Right? That's good then. And if a person put it there, he put it there, so he's a machalo Shabbos midrabanan. I mean, that's cool. He's a machalo Shabbos. I mean, after 120 years, he'll come up, they'll say, he put this over there. Well, I was standing there, I took it away before Kadyatzala. Fine. But in Shulchan Aruch, it says, we can't rely on your standing there. You're machalo Shabbos midrabanan. Fine. That's the thing. So the Tilul and David clears the shell. Okay, so that he has to do tshuva. He did. He was Eman Yisod Rabban. He has to do tshuva. But he clears a different shell. But fine, I'll do tshuva. But can I use the water? Let's talk about a practical shayla. I was over on Chilul Shabbos, but can I drink the water? Nothing happened with the water. I mean, I left it there for 10 minutes, and now it's not so cold, and the baby is crying, and I want to use the water. Please, can I use the water? So the Chilul Domit says, we're allowed to use the water. That means the Chilul, that seems the Chilul Shabbos was only a Chilul Shabbos mitzad the gavre. That means he is a pickle that he has to take care of. He was over on this that he was not allowed to put down the water. But since Lemaise, nothing happened to the water, Maise, it only some Mele, he says you're allowed to use the water. One halacha. The second halacha, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman calls a very interesting halacha. That a person wanted a warm up water and he put it in a place that in 20 minutes, it's going to become Yatza Ledes. You put it 20 minutes and it becomes Yatza Ledes. But I got news to you, for you, in 10 minutes, it's going to say Shabbos. So in order, it'll never become Yatza Ledes in Shabbos, because it takes 20 minutes to become Yatza Ledes, and then the 10 minutes is say Shabbos already, if you're allowed to do it. If he's allowed to do it. So this is a suffix from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, a very interesting suffix, because even though it'll become, this place will become Yatza Ledes, but never become Yatza Ledes in Shabbos. Right. Let us go further in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Umikol Mokim, so we have, over here, we have halacha. If I put something close to an eish, if I will forget and leave it there, it will become Yatza Ledes. So there's halacha, you're not allowed to do it. That's halacha. We know this halacha. Now, Umikol Mokim, he says something very interesting. Muta litain aluntis, I'm allowed to take a towel. Ukli oiferes, or I have a lead keli. A lead keli melts very easily. Somoch laish lechamamoy. I know. Now, what is he doing over here? Sheyesh ba'kli tavshul shaleinitstani. I have in the kli, I have here a keli. I have in the kli, I have food shaleinitstani. So it means let's make the shayla interesting. I feel according to the Mechaber says that if you have mashke that was cooked and it's yatzei ledes, ein bishalach habishal. Fine. So now, so I'm putting I have a lead keli. Which the lead keli can melt. It melts very easily. And I'm not interested in melting the keli, or here it's wrapped, it's partially wrapped in a towel. And I put this near the flame. So now let us just think what the shayla is.
Now, I'm doing this because I want the water, the cooked water in this keli, to remain hot. And that, no shaila, I'm allowed to do it. It's cooked. And mishal achamishal. So that when it's close to the flame, it will become yatzeledus, become hotter than yatzeledus. The water in the keli, there's no shaila about it. I'm allowed to say mishal achamishal. But there's a difference, shaila rabbi. You put this close to the flame, I got news for you. You're going to come back, even forget about it, and come back in half an hour. I got news. Your lead keli will have melted in the meantime. You won't have no water. You won't have a lead keli. So I'll do water. We told you, don't worry. I fully forget. But let's start scratching at it. But if this guy forgets, so he's going to melt a keli in Shabbos. Or if he has something that is wrapped with a towel and he forgets, the towel is going to burn. So there's others to forget about the whole shaila where we are afraid he might forget. If he forgets, the bishul mashke that could occur or that perhaps will occur is irrelevant. The mashke was cooked already. It's slain, it's done, and so it's the mashke. But if he forgets, some new thing might come out. He might have melted the keli on Shabbos. He might have burnt the towel on Shabbos. That is his shaila.
But if
you melt it now, there's a dimbishel on matris. You melt a kli matris into dimbishel, even though it was once cooked. It is a dimbishel. To melt the kli matris. We hear this from the beginning. You hear melt the kli matris, the Rambam says, on the scribes. By Eichlem, it is that way, it seems, because the Bishol, but here, you melt the keli, it can be formed, it can be shaken. There's an in Bishol by kli matris. So, Memela, so by leaving it close here, the shaila is not about the water, the shaila is about the Kalik. Now, Mikomokim Mutter Litain Aluntis is a type of a Tau, the Free Ferris, Somachles, Lechama, my Einishesh Patli Tapsu, Schleinitzan, the Rachel Sheham. Av Emilkorev Kol Kach, Achiyukla Kleely is Nitersham, that by it's so close that the Kaili might melt. Or Litzreif Aluntis, or the towel, or the sheet might get burned. Is he allowed to do it? The kiven the lay nichalei bahachi. I would be very, very disturbed if I come back and my towel burned or my pot melted. Havidovo shein miskaven. So it means what I did, I had no intent that this should occur. I didn't even intend to. So Dover Shani Miskaman is mutter. That means, if I put a machel that was not cooked yet, you can't say, I zicha didn't want it to happen. If it gets a little warmer, perhaps you're happy with this also. So you can't say it's called a Dover Shani Miskaman. But this is zicha wasn't machaman to do. The gam is tamala yishka. He won't forget about it. That means, he's just talking about halachas. You're talking about make sure it doesn't become yatzeledus. Yeah, make sure it's halachim, but no. But he might get involved in the conversation and forget about it. Halachis are not so good to remember. But if he knows, listen, if I get into this conversation and lose my pot or my towel's going to burn, then all of a sudden one has a very good memory. So Mamele says, "Gamistoma lo yishkach v'yizoy harbe likach ha'isim misham koydim sheyatech ha'yisroif." So Mamele, so this shashri anad chayis. Sith tesvof, dovo shenis basil kol sotoy, something that was, a dovo yovish that was cooked. Shain by Mark, it doesn't have any soup, any gel. It's another yavish. Mutter la'anichai kineged amedurim, afil b'mokim shayat seledes by. Even though it will become yad seledes by. From I made it so close, but what's the fella? Ein bishul ach a bishul. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Davishen is basul atam the kivin shekvan is basul shuv ein bezem bishul shas bishul. Well, it's a memela al bishul. There's no shiloh whatsoever because ein bishul ach a bishul. Miu alayish mamish also min rabbonim to put alayish in Shabbos mineishen nirekim mevasul. That is why someone is not permitted to put on a blech in Shabbos something that was cooked, because if you put alayish in Shabbos, it's nirekim mevasul. Avol bezesh madim madmidoy kineged hamedur. I'm not putting it on the flame. I'm putting it opposite the flame. Shei derech neodam b'roi pomim lavashel kach. People don't cook like that. Avol yisad the rabbon. Afilu yisad the rabbon alekes. So what's the shaila? I have a dover yovish that was cooked. Als bishel and bishel acha bishel. Als nirekim avashel. People don't cook by putting it away from the medulla. Even though it's not mamish aleish, it's all sorech laharchik tzas. It has to be further away from the medulla in order that it shouldn't be near a kimavashah. Kol tzolchei v'hu yovish. We're talking about it was completely cooked. The ilai havi kol tzolchei, filu v'yadova yovish, filu it's dry, pulei seyach, and it's burning hot. Yes, but if it wasn't completely cooked, yes, but I'm mishum bishul, kanal b'siv dalot. Or memeilo asala midi v'mokim shi'atzei ledes boy. If it wasn't completely cooked, it will eventually get cooked more. The Yavid of Allah, if it's a Dovalach, I'll be a Cholki, a Shain Mishum Mishul, in the Sun of Himashimakos of a Mahaba, Bereish Siv Dalil. So but if it was cooked, you'll have to put it Kenegit Hamedurim, not Kenegit Hamedurim, Veloy Eitzel Hamedurim, not next to the Medurim, opposite the Medurim. Lahirish Tzorich Laharchik Tzasmin Hamedurim, it has to be a little further away. Lachem Rechashini Shiovel Chattais Beis, I don't have to be afraid he might stir the coals, because there's a distance between this machul and the fire. The kimishin tzichom l'hachik tzas is le'akere le'osi l'chatuye. V'reisi eiza achreinim shekosvu d'mayri shohoyo osi medura b'fnei atzme. That means there's a fire burning. And I make this a little further away from the fire. What if you have an oven? And in the oven you have a fire burning. Kiven shumokim sheyatzer led this boy to put it in. Plagol mashmuus emeration gimodosi lachnis kdeira lekira kshayne grufe to afilamene mamidei samoch leish. Ach, im einoi mamid es agdeira kakoi satano, but if he doesn't put it directly on the floor of the tanakim al eze keili hamapsik, Oz yesh lahoko, and the svara is because that's not derech bishul bekach. Derech bishul is after you put on the kakoi satanus. If you put a clean mafsik, so you take away the derech bishul, and this is permissible. Now there's amira de kibir aloche. Kibir aloche has a problem. We have learned before that in bishul achem bishul, yes, afiyah achem bishul, yes, three achem bishul. So the biralochem brings down a kasher that I have a dover yavish and I'm putting it near a flame.
and Jaffa letters and us, and then it's not because Ambisho Achabisho, but he says, but since you don't have any liquid over here, so the flame will make it flee. So now the soul, together, so Ambisho Achabisho, but yes, Kli Achabisho. So this is Akashi, he brings down from the Gedele Apaiskin, the Beis Meir and others, the Maimon Mordechai, the Chazon Ish says on this kasha, he says that this process that I put something that was cooked next to a fire, even though it will get a little drier, a little crispier, but that is not called tzli. It's cool, but fried up a little bit. This shinui of what it was before is more juicy. Now it can get a little drier from the heat. That doesn't give it a shame, sli or a fear. So mamela, that's why it is mutter. Next.